Well, at least one Australian company has been affected by last night's global ransomware attack. The global law firm DLA Piper has told staff in Australia this morning that systems have been taken down to contain the situation. The attack started by taking out servers at Russia's biggest oil company and disrupting operations at Ukrainian banks. But it then spread, hitting Europe, the US and India, amongst other countries. Speaking on RM Breakfast from Ottawa earlier this morning, Australia's Attorney General George Brandis had this advice.
So this is a major ransomware incident. We haven't yet confirmed the source. And of course, the advice the government gives people is to practice ordinary online hygiene, to update their systems, to apply the appropriate patches to back up their data, the standard precautions that everybody should take. But given this particular incident, it's even more important that they take those precautions now.
That's the Federal Attorney General George Brandis speaking to us earlier. Well, Dr. Richard Forno is Assistant Director of the University of Maryland's Center for Cybersecurity in Baltimore County in the US. Richard Forno, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
It's suggested now that this latest attack might be a ransomware virus called Petya. How serious is this attack?
Well, I think part of the seriousness is just the speed at which it spread around the world from earlier today. But from what we've heard, it really seems like there's not a lot of new material here. It spread because companies and governments and organizations did not practice, as the Attorney General said, good cyber hygiene. They didn't patch these systems. This is spreading because of a vulnerability that Microsoft fixed in its operating systems a few weeks ago.
So this was fixed by that Microsoft patch that came up that we got after WannaCry. You're saying that these companies, which include huge companies, I mean, pharmaceutical giant Merck, the shipping giant Maersk, DLA Piper, a global law company, didn't bother to do this?
Well, it's not a question of they didn't bother, although I would be very hesitant to say nobody cares about updating. But these things take time for a large company, and all it takes is one or two computers to become compromised or because they weren't patched,
right,
and this can spread. So I think it's a matter of just the timetable and the calendar. It's hard to patch 100,000 computers in a company quickly. That takes time to roll out.
Now, do you know, and is this what the authorities are saying, that this is what's happened? It's the same, it's WannaCry still playing out, people, or basically that same loophole that people haven't used the patches? Or is there any evidence to suggest that these companies may have been deliberately targeted?
I'm not hearing anything from my sources that says this is a deliberately targeted attack. Given the type of organizations that have been victimized, it's not very wide. There's no rhyme or reason. It seems random in that regard. It looks like a typical ransomware type of an attack. Although what's interesting is that the companies that are affected, the computers receive a message saying demanding $300 worth of Bitcoin to unlock their computer. The problem is the email address that's contained in this message apparently no longer works. So it's, in some ways, I wonder if this is really an amateur trying to duplicate what happened to WannaCry last month.
Yeah, I mean, someone also suggested it might be a hangover, that, you know, these are some attachments being opened that were actually came out with that WannaCry attack back in May, but they've just been opened now and this has set it all off again. Is that possible if the email address for the Bitcoin payments isn't valid anymore?
I don't think it's that's the case necessarily. I mean, there are some similarities to WannaCry. This reportedly is coming from the same tool that was stolen from the NSA. So there are some similarities, but I don't think that the perpetrators are the same individuals. WannaCry seemed far more targeted in its scope than this does.
So, in other words, we heard from a Russian analyst earlier who said that, you know, the question is this an attack or is it a blindly thrown net? Is that the question? You're suggesting it may be a blindly thrown net basically by amateurs?
Yes, I think this is like a lightning strike in a brush fire in the middle of summertime. It spreads as it spreads. There's no rhyme or reason. It just goes where the wind, or in this case, where the network leads it.
I'm not sure if we got any closer to tracing where WannaCry came from. There was a suggestion it was from Russia, I think, at the time, or North Korea. Is there any indication this started off in Ukraine, quickly moved to Russia after Ukraine pointed the finger of blame at Russia, then Russian companies got attacked, and then it went through Europe? Any known Any evidence of where, who started this or where it started?
At this point, I think it's too early to speculate or point fingers for attribution. But when you since it is started in the Ukraine, it's safe to assume that Russia probably was involved in some way, just because anything bad that happens in Ukraine tends to always come back to Russia. But we can't say with certainty yet.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Richard Forno is Assistant Director of the University of Maryland Center for Cybersecurity. We mentioned the amount of ransom. It's not a lot. They're only asking $300 US in Bitcoin, which doesn't seem like very much to me. How much did WannaCry raise? And is this not about the money? If it was, would they be asking for more money? And who's paying anyway?
Well, my sense is, if this was an organized state sponsor of cybercrime or a really serious criminal enterprise, this attack would have been far better coordinated, and this malware, ransomware, would have been far better developed. The email address would still work. Mm. Right now, if you've been compromised, you've got no, even if you want to pay, you have no way to communicate with the malware authors to get the decryption key. Mm. So this really, in some levels, reeks more of an amateur or a copycat than some serious state sponsor of cyber warfare.
And the advice, I think, from the authorities is don't pay. But if you do pay, in this case, any evidence that it gets unlocked. And if you don't pay, then what do you do?
Well, really, it comes down to just being a good cyber citizen, being vigilant about your systems.
But I mean, once it's happened, it's too late, right? So then what?
Yeah. Well, then hopefully you've got backups, and you can go to your backups and recover and restore your systems, and hopefully your backups don't contain the malware or your problem repeats itself. Mm. But again, it comes back to just doing common sense IT security stuff. This should not have the impact. Having seen WannaCry last month, this should not be as scary as it is today.
Yes, it should not be as scary, and yet here it is affecting some of the biggest countries right across the world in pretty lightning time. Are we living in an era of cyber insecurity? Is it a fool's errand to try and outpace ransomware attacks?
I think it's a fool's errand to try to fix or guard against any type of threat, whether it's in cyberspace or real space. I think there's a level of complacency with security that it won't happen to me, or I've got time to fix problems that are reported. The reality is the internet works at internet speed, and that's very quick.
Yeah.
And we have to be agile enough to adapt to make sure that that window of vulnerability for a company or a government organization or you and me is reduced as small as possible. It'll never go away completely, but we've got to raise the bar to make it difficult for bad things to happen.
Richard Forno, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Richard Forno is the Assistant Director of the University of Maryland Center for Cybersecurity in Baltimore County in the U.S. Some companies in the U.S. also affected by this latest virus. And within the last hour or two, an Australian office of the global law firm DLA Piper has told staff systems here have been taken down to try and contain the situation. They got hit by the attack. Stay tuned to the ABC across the platforms through the day to keep up with where this is heading. And also we'll put a link to the information on our website of what you should do if you find out that your computers have been hit by this ransomware attack.